It's Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. At their best, sporting events can be a great way to bring people with different backgrounds and perspectives together. It can also bring them together to drink alcohol and sometimes lots of it. For people struggling with drug or alcohol addiction or just trying to moderate their consumption, games at big venues like Green Bay's Lambeau Field can make things difficult. That's where Lambeau's Section Yellow comes in, a project that helps promote sobriety while cheering on the home team. Our next guests are part of the Section Yellow project and members of the Brown County Alcohol and Drugs Coalition for Change. Tom Doofman is Assistant Director of Counseling and Psychological Services at St. Norbert College, president of the nonprofit Section Sober, which promotes sobriety in Brown County. Tom, welcome to Central Time.
Hi there, Rob.
And John Plageman is a social worker with the Aging and Disability Resource Center of Brown County. John, welcome to the show.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
John, let's start with you. Section Yellow, I understand, was your idea. Where'd it come from?
So it came from the kind of the jam band scene, which is heavily into alcohol and drugs. And I follow the Grateful Dead and Phish. And when I got sober in 2009, one of my biggest fears was, how am I going to, you know, keep doing the fun things I want to do? And I remember there was a show, Phish was coming back from a hiatus in 2009. And I was really excited to go to that show, but I was only about 3 or 4 months sober at that time. And I found the fellowship, with the PH word in front of it, because that's kind of their shtick. They are a sober Phish fan group, and they actually have a table at every show. And I've been actually volunteering that since 2012. So come 2019, I'm getting ready to volunteer at the Phish shows at Alpine Valley for a 3-night run. And part of the coalition, we're leaving that after the meeting. And I just go up to Laura Hybe, who is kind of the chairperson of our coalition. I'm like, hey, can we get this at Lambeau? Can we get this sober table at Lambeau? It's such a simple idea, but it has such a strong impact and such big support, because there are a ton of Packer fans that are sober that will not go to the games because of the drinking culture. So they're inspired the idea through the jam band world, and that sober table is exactly kind of how the idea started.
And Tom, how important is it for people seeking sobriety to have this alternative in a place where a lot of the pressure, a lot of the signs point toward drinking?
Well, we have over 1,200 members on our Facebook group, and so we have a strong contingent of folks that are either sober themselves or supporting somebody that is living a sober lifestyle. And it's good to have an oasis in a place where you are surrounded by folks that are having a good time and sometimes having way too much of a good time. Just to know that somebody else has your back and that they acknowledge you're doing something that may not be in the norm, but it is supported.
John, can you paint us a picture of, if I walk up to Section Yellow at Lambeau, what happens?
Okay, so we're in the northwest end zone area. So we're by the Quick Trip gate by Section 110 and 112. We are by the designated driver booth, which is no longer there, but the kiosk is still there. So when you come up, you'll see a green tablecloth table with two volunteers who are in sobriety, and people come up and say, hey, I'm here, and you'll give them a sticker. And we have one game at a time sticker, because in recovery, it's one day at a time. So we give out one game at a time stickers, and we got Section Yellow stickers. And, you know, they can come just to know that we're there. That's the main thing, just to check in. We take pictures. We post it on Facebook. We're just there for support. The interesting thing from the last game, we normally get about 20-ish people. And the Patriots game, which was a Milwaukee season ticket holder game, I don't think it had anything to do with Milwaukee season ticket holder, but we had over 60 people come up to the table that day. It was a very, very busy event, and we were really happy to see a lot of people. This is starting to be a rolling stone and gathering some moss.
Tom, Wisconsin has a reputation, unfortunately, I think an earned reputation, for being a place where drinking is very normalized in lots of social settings, expected in some ways. Can you talk about the importance of normalizing the option of not drinking in social settings?
Yeah, it's kind of a unique situation where you can be in the midst of this culture where it's really normalized to have one or five drinks in an evening, where other places that might not be the case. I have not used drugs or alcohol since September of 1982. So I spent my entire college career not drinking, and I went to the University of Wisconsin, Stevens Point. So I've had a lot of practice at being around people that are consuming alcohol, but letting them know that it's not something I'm choosing to do, and they've been very supportive of it. So that's our main goal, is to let people know that you don't have to do this if you don't want to. And also, there are people that are choosing not to do this. And so when you think of Wisconsin and you think of the Packers, cheese, and beer, it's not always in that order. And some folks can appreciate all those things without using alcohol. So it's telling a story that's not often told.
John, in just our last minute or so, what is it like for you being at a fish show or being at Lambeau and having contact with people going through the same sorts of things in this setting?
It's the feeling of not being alone and being supported and not feeling that you're out on an island is a very strong connection. It's almost like a spiritual connection. We can still listen to the music. We can still go to the Packer games and cheer just as loud. And the emotional content that I feel at either, whether it's going to a Packer game or going to a concert, is just truly, truly amazing. So the one thing we just want to let people know is that if they're sober curious or they want to be a sober ally, to come to the Facebook group, join the Facebook group. All the information is there. And just know you're not alone.
Thanks to both of our guests for joining us today, John Plageman and Tom Doofman, both involved in the creation of Section Yellow, a sober, encouraging environment at Lambeau Field.